Dearly beloved, we are gathered here today for the Transgressors Memorial Service, remembering those who have transgressed against the great spirit of inclusion and must forever be cast into the abyss of dead names. Let's join Brother Andrew remembering those who we have lost.
The first remembrance this week is for Ben Shapiro and the Daily Wire for their ridiculous reactionary movie project Snow White and the Evil Queen. In case you're not aware, our esteemed Ministry of Cultural Reeducation and Truthiness, still doing business as the Walt Disney Corporation until the name change officially goes through, is producing a live-action modernized remake of that misguided masterpiece of marginalization, Snow White and the Seven We Can't Say the Last Part Out Louds. Simply titled Snow White, this lovely tribute to inclusion will feature seven magical creatures of varying size, skin tone, and gender identity, and star a decidedly unwhite Latinx actress named Rachel Zegler. Rachel herself has said the new movie will abandon some of the unenlightened features of the original story, eliminating Prince Stalker, replacing Snow's dreams of true love with visions of female empowerment and leadership, and hopefully adding much-needed commentary on body positivity and the dangers of the magic Insta mirror on the wall, always answering the doom-scrolling queen's insecure cry for help of who is the fairest of them all. This was all wonderful, until the Sith Lord himself, Ben Shapiro, decided to oppose this delightful film by making one in protest that reverts to the regressive elements of the original. That's right, Shapiro's status quoist Snow White will star a deliberately white female conservative YouTuber, Brett Cooper. It's almost as if he believes that a brown-skinned woman doesn't have every right to play a character named Snow White. Haven't you read the demographics reports, Ben? Brown is the new white. We can only assume Shapiro will also continue oppressing the alternately heighted by casting them and paying them for their acting, perpetuating the speciesist lie that killing a girl is wrong but killing a deer is fine, and pushing the standard patriarchal heteronormativity of the frail female seeking life fulfillment in the arms of a cisgender hunter-gatherer who values her for her shapely figure, ruby red lips, and homemaking skills. Well, it shouldn't surprise anyone that a shill for the establishment would do something like this, but we believe audiences will take the rejuvenating kiss of hope and change Disney rather than biting at the poisonous apple of fear and same Shapiro. Woe unto all who offend.
Woe unto all who offend.
Second, Victoria's Secret, which is reportedly abandoning its commitment to inclusivity and body positivity by reverting to its longtime focus on sex, sexiness, and sexicity. After they're losing 18% annual revenue over the three-year time, it decided to rebrand with an emphasis on diversity and the mediocre looks of ordinary women. Apparently, despite doing all the right things, such as hiring the iconically unisexual lesbian soccer star Megan Rapinoe and an actually transgender woman to be official spokesthems, and then getting rid of all the lust-inspiring supermodel angels and canceling the annual Christmas lingerie flesh parade, American men and women just weren't into all that homely progress and plump positivity. According to industry analysts, heterosexual women don't shop at Victoria's Secret because they want to be their true authentic selves, but because they want to feel special and pretty and desirable like they know those impossibly thin sex bots on the runway are. I know, shocking, right? Somehow or other, it turns out that no one cares about Megan Rapinoe's critique that the formerly profitable Victoria's Secret was selling a really harmful patriarchal and sexist message that defined sex appeal for women based on that silly goal of giving women more sex appeal to men. It turns out that women just like to feel pretty and keep their menfolk interested. The gall. But I guess this is just another case of the people being too dense to appreciate what the experts tell them to like, such as Oscar-winning movies that lose money at the box office. And Victoria's Secret has decided they don't like the limp results they've been getting on their bottom lines, and they're going back to what got them where they are in the hopes of seeing their underwired profits really lift and separate. Woe unto all who offend.
Woe unto all who offend.
Finally, can we all just take a moment to bask in the warm glow that is CBS's Gayle King? This leader in media, this intellectual giant, this champion of all that needs to be righted in the world, recently uttered one of the most brilliant assessments we've ever had the pleasure to hear.
You know, it's so sad to me now that the word wokeism has now almost become weaponized. It's really missing the point about what's being taught here. You know, I don't look at it as wokeism so much as truthism.
Truthism. What a powerful reframe. And she's exactly right. Awareness of oppression, the ability to identify and call out microaggressions, recognition of patriarchal systems, the gift of seeing racism in everything, showing that words are the enemies and that words can be the saviors if only we have the courage to constantly change them. These are all such basic truth-finding and truth-telling skills, and of course, what Gayle King reminds us is that our religion is not anything special or inspired or divine. It's merely the basic obvious truths of social critiquery, which anyone can learn with just 9 short years of publicly subsidized graduate school enlightenment. We all know the basic subjects like intersectionality, queer theory, gender studies, critical race theory, and 9th-wave feminism are only difficult to learn because we must first unlearn the lies our culture has been teaching us for so long. The deprogramming takes time, yoga, and lots of patchouli oil. But kudos to you, Gayle King, for making us feel seen and expressing what we are now parchment certified to say out loud. Our holy order is not devoted to wokeism. Nay, dear Otherin, we are practitioners of mere truthism. Woe unto all who offend.
Woe unto all who offend.
After the service today, the Friends of Hamas Organizing Committee is having a short strategy session over by the Western Hemp Field. If you plan on attending the demonstration tomorrow at City Hall, you'll want to get caught up on the latest strategies for hiding your identity on social media, telling a lie while crying at the same time, and how to dress like an anti-Semite and still get on the nightly news. Refreshments this week are provided by The Brinery, an ironically salt-free hipster bistro whose performance art pita chips are as tasteless as the cruelty-free whole wheat germ flour they're made from. Wash them down with a warm glass of sugar-free flax broth made with reclaimed water infused with dandelion stalks. It's sure to make every hole in your body pucker with anticipation.
And now, brethren, sistren, and otherin, having been cleansed of these hurtful words, give each other the holy virtue signal and go forth and transgress no more.